Okay, I've been struggling to get something out this weekend. Just haven't been feeling it for one thing. Then I went outside to go for a walk to try to record then, but it's super windy and the audio is just drowned out by the wind in many places. So I recorded like 30 minutes of stuff, but I don't think much of it is going to be used or useful. So instead, I'm just going to try to get something out here. School is winding down and schedules are changing that way, so finding time for recording and whatnot is changing a little bit with the summer. Anchorite's due next Friday. End of school year events and things, so yeah, it's a little harder now. Also, I spent a fair amount of time building out Pod by Post, and then everything else hit, so I haven't really been doing much there. I have invited some other people, and we're going to hear from BJ here in a second, who sent me a message. So I sent him one back, and then sent him an invite to Pod by Post. So he logged in there and uploaded a recording. So that's the first other person using it. Hopefully, we can get some more discussion going soon. Just trying to juggle everything. But we'll see. Anywho, this is the message that BJ sent in.
Hey, Merc. I never did answer your question. And then Spencer's call in about his wife being a copy editor prompted me to finally remember to respond. I think the psychological principle you're looking for is a contrast effect. And you can see that from anything as simple as how we see basic color contrast between two objects. The idea is that the way you perceive one thing is affected by the way you perceive an adjacent thing. So a darker color will look maybe darker when it's contrasted with a lighter color. A hot water will seem hotter if you've just experienced something cold, as opposed to if you've, go from like warm water to hot water. More kind of complex examples. A person will look more or less attractive than they do if you just look at them alone. If they're standing next to someone else who's noticeably more or less attractive than them, you'll rate them as their attractiveness is differently. And I think that may be what's going on with the Animaniac writers are trying to do is, if we can put a couple of really egregious jokes in this episode, the other stuff that would normally get cut will seem tamer by comparison, they'll just let it slide. So I think that's what we're looking for there. It's also similar to a way it gets used in sort of social influence, like in sales, using the highball and lowball technique. I'm going to make such a ridiculously high offer, they're going to ask me to come down, and then I'll come down to what I really wanted to charge somebody, or wanted to get someone to pay for a car or a house or some other major purchase. So things like that. Anyway, sorry it took me so long to answer, but there you go.
Thanks again, BJ, and no problem in taking a while to respond. This is a fun little hobby and no pressure whatsoever. So, but your answer did remind me of a book called Predictably Irrational: The Hidden Forces That Shape Our Decisions by Dan Ariely, who I think is a professor of psychology and behavioral economics. And he goes into different principles and different experiments they do to illuminate some of the things that we do, I guess, behavioral economics. That might be fun to do, to read again and discuss at some point if you're interested in that, BJ, or I guess anybody else. But yeah, that would be a fun one. I think he talks about at least something similar to the contrast effect that you're talking about, or maybe he does talk about the contract. Yeah, I think they do an experiment where they have different wingmen trying to get dates, and the ugliness or the handsomeness of these wingmen come into a I gotta listen to it again. I think that would be fun. Anywho, thanks for bringing this back to my memory here. Now, as I said, this message came in from Pod by Post. The message that initially made me send the invite to BJ had to do with the karate episode, so we'll play that in a second. So Like I said, I've been opening up the beta to people that have called in the past several months. So if you're curious, and or we'll say that, and or if you've called in to the show and you want an invite, let me know. All I need really is an email address if I don't already have it, and then I can send you an invite and you can log in. You can see the invite to the Discord server. That's kind of like the main way of being notified consistently and predictably right now. I'm also working on like email digest and things like that. Yeah, I'm rambling here a little bit, but yeah, that's a possibility. Anywho, BJ, what else do you have to say?
Hey Merc, I liked your episode on maybe a karate-based D&D class. I guess the first question I would have is, are you what version of D&D are you talking about? Because if you're trying to think of something that hews closer to original D&D or basic D&D, you got to kind of keep it simple and streamlined. Versus if you're looking at something more, third edition onward, you've got more options for more granularity and crunchiness for different kind of options. So that's the first thought I have is which style or which version or which school of D&D are you thinking about patterning it on? And if you have an answer to that question, I might have some other ideas to share. Thanks.
And then I sent my answer immediately with the invite as well. So we're waiting to hear, once again, no pressure, waiting to hear back from BJ on it. But I will give you my response very soon. It's going to foreshadow when I actually get to the Karate Collins. That is what I spent like a half hour talking about, is the other messages I got. But I think that'll have to wait maybe till next week or something. Yeah, if I can get it up in Podbay Post before then, I will, and see if any discussion comes from it. If not, I'll just publish what I got. But yeah, here's my response, and then I think we will call it a weekend. Hey, thanks, BJ. Which D&D? Yes. That's not a great answer, I know, but I guess I was originally envisioning more like BX D&D, so simple and streamlined, as you mentioned. But I'm also curious about other systems. So far, Joe has mentioned Pathfinder 1, of course, and then Daniel has mentioned Oriental Adventures for AD&D First Edition. So I started looking into those, and they were very interesting. Yeah, and I'm certainly curious about both. Part of me would love to get into a very nitty-gritty combat system and explore a karate ka in that system. I usually play monks when I have the opportunity like that. So, yeah. Thanks. So there you have it. A little foreshadowing for Joe Richter talking about Pathfinder 1 and how you might do some karate stuff in there. And Daniel from Bandits Keep talking about the martial arts styles in Oriental Adventures. So stay tuned. Same Merc channel, same Merc time. Well, different Merc time. Regardless, thanks for listening and take care. Thank you, BJ. Thank you again. Thank you again, BJ. Man. Thank you. I can't stop squeaking here. So, Dan Ariely is the. Dan Ariely is a prof.